My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to let people know their participation matters. When people know they count, they are more motivated to be involved. When I was launching my book, Tranquility by Tuesday, a few weeks ago, I encouraged podcast listeners and blog readers to pre-order their copies. Lots of pre-orders for a book signals to the publisher and retailers that there's high demand. So more copies are printed and ordered, and the book ultimately reaches more people. For any folks who wondered why they should bother, I mentioned this. Most books don't sell that many copies. We are talking thousands, not millions. One extra pre-order really does help. Likewise with podcast ratings and reviews. Before Breakfast has about 1,200 ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts, last time I checked. Over 3.5 years, that is about 350 a year, or just one a day. One more person out of the thousands listening to this deciding to click on the stars or write a review each day, or I guess deciding not to do that, would change that total number significantly. People want to have an impact. In many cases, individual contributions really do matter. So let people know that. And correspondingly, you should probably assume that when you choose to do something that you don't have to, that choice really does matter too. You count. So, for instance, if you are involved in fundraising for a nonprofit or school, consider letting donors know how much their gifts matter. Do your top donors know that they are your top donors? If not, you should tell them. They will be more motivated to maintain or increase their gifts because they know you are counting on them. And let all your donors know exactly what their gifts enable. What can your organization do with an extra $100? If it is something interesting, that might motivate people to chip in an extra $100. The same goes for communicating the impact of volunteers. How many people get fed thanks to one person's 3-hour shift at a community kitchen? If a volunteer didn't play with those cats during her weekly visit to the Humane Society, would the cats have other opportunities for human interaction that week? How many units of blood will be needed after a natural disaster near you? And how many lives might your one-time blood donation save? Showing up for people makes a difference, too. How often have you heard bereaved family members recounting, gratefully, how full the church felt at a relative's funeral? Sometimes we assume that the number of participants or the dollar amounts involved are both so large that our involvement isn't discernible. And sometimes that might be true. But for a great many things, it probably isn't. don't assume that there will be a ton of people at a funeral, or at a birthday party, or at an opening night for a friend's restaurant, or anything else like that. Many people don't go to things. Local elections are often decided by a few hundred votes or less. A store opening is a success if it looks like there are several folks there, which your presence makes more likely. A great many years ago, I went to a protest that got written up significantly in the local media, with about half a dozen of us there. One person really does matter in those scenarios. You count. So when you want to motivate others to get involved, let them know that their participation counts. And when you are weighing whether to get involved, consider that most likely your presence or absence will matter. When we know we
count. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you.
It feels good.
You can send me your tips, our part, your questions, or anything else.
In the meantime,
just connect with me on Twitter,
this is
Facebook,
Laura.
And Instagram.
Thanks for listening.
At Before Breakfast Pod.
And here's to
That's
making
B-E,
the most
the number 4
of our time.
Then Breakfast P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That Before Breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.